See, next item. And do we have everybody till 1 o'clock? Can people stick around for a few minutes? Great. 252. I'll work hard to get us done by then.
252. Authorize a settlement and mutual release of claims agreement with Yuhua Cho CNO Company LLC in an amount not to exceed $111,466 in return for the early termination of a commercial lease and satisfaction of Housing Bureau statutory requirements on certain real property located at 5020 North Interstate Avenue.
Colleagues, the proposed development at 5020 North Interstate, the property, is an innovative mixed-income homeownership project between Proud Ground and the Portland Housing Bureau, consisting of 50 one-, two-, and three-bedroom condo and townhouse units, 41 of which will be affordable for incomes between 35% and 100% AMI. Since the property was purchased on July 27th, 2016, the commercial tenant Jay's Market, owned by Yunhua Chow and CNO Company LLC, the tenant, has continued to operate their convenience store business and make timely rent payments to the Portland Housing Bureau. Their presence has contributed to the neighborhood and maintained the property in decent condition while plans for project development continued to progress. The tenant has a substantial amount of time left on the lease of their property and is negotiating a settlement agreement with the Portland Housing Bureau in consideration for the early termination of the lease and vacation of the property so that it can be demolished and redevelopment can begin. And again, we have with us today, we have Javier Mena joining us as the Assistant Director of the Portland Housing Bureau, and of course, we have Director Callahan here. Good afternoon again. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor. We're really pleased to be here because we've reached a satisfactory agreement with a local small business owner that helps us, helps compensate them, and also helps us make way for this exciting new development. And we did want to preview a little bit of that development with you today because we are extremely pleased to be moving forward with a multifamily homeownership development in North Portland under the North and Northeast Portland strategy and subject to the preference policy. So with that, we'll just take an opportunity to show you one of our new projects coming forward.
Thank you, Shannon. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. Javier Mena from the Housing Bureau. And as Shannon mentioned, this property was acquired in 2016. And with the purpose of land banking, which is one of the strategies created through the Northeast Neighborhood Housing Strategy, which had a tremendous amount of influence from the community, and land banking was a key component of that of those strategies. So this property, as part of the process, was acquired. We didn't, at the moment that we acquired the property, had any ideas to exactly what we would want to develop on the site. Therefore, we wanted to keep that tenant in place, and as mentioned, it's a great tenant and have had great experience with them. In 2017, we put this property out for development. Proud Ground was the winning bidder, and so they had proposed a condo development, home ownership condo development, 50 units, 41 of which would be affordable, which in essence put the market not feasible in the future development. The property currently also is in dire need of repair, so really to try to keep the property there with the tenant, it's not feasible as well. So we reached this tentative agreement, which allows us to move forward with with Proud Ground. They are in the final phases of developing their budget. But what you see in front of you, basically, we're looking at 50 condos, 8 of which would be one bedroom, 22 two bedroom, 14 three bedroom, and some townhouses. As Shannon mentioned, home buyers to this property will be going through the preference policy. This is a partnership between Proud Ground, Habitat for Humanity, and the African American Alliance for Home Ownership. And with that, we'll take any questions.
Commissioner Fritz.
So it's listed as a mixed-use project. Is there retail space in here?
Right now, that's still in consideration. It's dependent upon funding. Worst case scenario, there's an active use of the ground floor, but Prior ground, they would be looking at moving their offices to the area if they are not able to identify funding for the commercial space.
So it looks from the person's name that this is a minority business, and I'm just wondering if there was any consideration of allowing them first preference for if there is commercial space to go back into the building.
We did talk about it. There will be a challenge in terms of from the time that this we're demolishing the building to when this actually would get built.
Right, still.
And we don't know if at this point if there is a what the planning would be or what the funding would be for that site. To the degree that we have had conversations with the store owner, and they would definitely would be interested in staying in the building. We just cannot make that commitment.
Well, I appreciate that the 111,000 will get them through until it's finished. I would like to see there to be some commitment to inviting the owner of this business to come back if indeed it turns out that there is commercial space.
We'll do that.
Because it sounds from what you're saying is that they've been a beloved feature of the community and providing a good service. And so if that indeed is the case, then I think it would that would really round out the public benefits to me. I'll just leave that to you to move forward. I don't need an amendment on it.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Very good. Anything else, colleagues? Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. With that, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Thank you. To the Housing Bureau.
Mayor, can we do a housekeeping matter?
Yeah.